T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And that is the latest from Borns right there. It is Faded Heart on Alternative Buffalo 107.7 and 104.7. We are live from Buffalo Riverworks for night 2 of the Kerfuffle Before Christmas. It's Nick Rivers here with Brandy, and joining us now live, Mr. Garrett Borns. Welcome back to Buffalo.
Hello,
man.
How's it going?
Good. We're glad to have you back here again for your second appearance at the Kerfuffle Before Christmas.
Yeah. It's crazy. You were here 2 years ago, and I think you brought some snowflakes with you then.
Yeah, it's a theme. I like to keep it theatrical and, you know.
But you were just saying before we came, you know, back on the air here that last time you were finishing up a tour. And now when you're here tonight, you'll just be kicking off a whole new tour, right?
Yeah. Putting out an album at the top of the year and just kind of getting ready to, just getting the tracks all greased up.
Well, we can't wait to hear the new album. And I wanted to ask you a little bit about your influences, because that really intrigues me, especially I had read that with Faded Heart, there was several influences just on that track alone, including Iggy Pop and Dion and the Belmonts and T-Rex, right?
Yeah.
So how do you manage to take all of these influences and spin it into what is Borns and your own thing, and then do this for like several tracks?
Oh, well.
No pressure.
Yeah, okay.
Give me
the secrets.
Start
the clock. It's nothing that I really plan, I guess. I kind of, ever since I was really young, I liked combining different things that didn't necessarily go together. And those things are all kind of in a similar wheelhouse, you know, like kind of fuzzy.
Except for Dion and the Belmonts.
Yeah.
That's a little.
But yeah, I mean, Mark Bolan, like from T-Rex, like took a lot of influence from 50s music and that kind of stuff. So so I think there are similarities in them, but there's also, and I always like music that's a little bit familiar in a way that you're like, have I heard this before, or is this an echo of something? So, I'm always looking for different ways to write songs. So I think it's just combining different ingredients
When it comes to some of those artists that, you know, you take influences from, how did you discover them? Like, for me personally, like, I mean, I'm not a musician, but my musical shape, as I look back at my life now, was really shaped by what my parents were listening to in the living room when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And my dad had a lot of Dion records and a lot of Drifters records, and my mom was a Beatles person. She liked the British Invasion stuff, and that's what I still listen to today.
Right.
Was that, you know, what you grew up on and what your parents listened to? Did that influence you?
Yeah. They listened to, the Beatles are always playing, and like Elton John. And that kind of got me writing songs on the piano, and that kind of songwriting was always just like, I feel like that's just kind of in my DNA, but it's definitely what they were playing.
Right on.
Yeah, it was funny because when we were talking about this earlier and you had said, I think it always sounds like Elton John. There's a flair in that in Borns' music. So it's funny that you say that. I love that. I love sifting out the influences. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's funny. Like, we'll sit around and obviously this is what we do. We play music and we talk about new songs. We're like, you know, every time we hear something, we're like, that reminds me of this. And each of us make our own personal connection to the song and where it comes from. And we can all hear 100 different things, which is the amazing part about music when you think about it. I was reading this, you know, where you know, some of the inspiration that you get. I read a story where you were in L.A. where you found some 50s and 60s sci-fi books. How did that come about? Like, were you shopping? Are you a comic fan, or was it something that you just stumbled across one day?
I was, what was I looking for? I, like, just got back from tour in L.A., and I needed something, and I was looking for, like, a rug or something, like a small rug. And like kind of like a Persian rug or something.
Mm-hmm. Okay, not like a bathroom rug,
a
bath mat.
Not a bath mat.
I'm glad you clarified.
And I just went to this like kind of like vintage shop, and they had these boxes of these sci-fi magazines, and just the covers were really captivating, and I was just reading some of like the titles of the stories in there, and I'm such a sucker for really good titles, so. I just bought a bunch and read them, and they kind of influenced my like headspace for some of the new songs, and just kind of the sort of futuristic playfulness that's in those.
It's funny because I was reading about that too, and I'm imagining like you were going through there and you found like the box that like the scene from Back to the Future where Marty McFly's dad is looking at the 50s sci-fi magazine with the robot on the cover. That's what I'm imagining.
Yeah. And they're really, some of them are really kind of romantic but like in a really funny way. And a lot of them were like in the year 2018, you know. And to the, like their perspective on what the future was.
Right.
And
yeah.
It was just a really kind of a funny kind of full circle thing. So I was like, I think this is telling me something. I have to do something with these. So some of that imagery and vocabulary sort of went to some of the songs. So yeah.
Cool. Well, it's very cool. And I think a lot of people don't know that you were actually a professional magician by age 10.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Not proud of that, Pastor?
No, I am. It's just funny. It's like that was like a crazy passion of mine for a long time.
Well, and how did you discover that that's like what you loved to do when you were a little kid?
I think my parents had parties and stuff, and I was just kind of the entertainment. And there was like, I saw other like adult magicians that had gigs, and they had like a restaurant gig, you know, and I was like, I want a restaurant gig, so I just kind of did it. And I found it interesting, just like the stories I got from it, and just kind of the challenge of talking to strangers and stuff like that. So yeah,
that's cool because you're definitely the entertainer now. I mean, the Alt family very excited to see you back here in Buffalo tonight for TKBC.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, if you guys just tuning in now, Garrett Bourne's joining us, of course, playing tonight along with St. Motel and Jimmy Eat World. Show is nearly sold out, so if you're thinking of getting tickets, don't wait on it. Box office is open here at Buffalo River Works. Doors at 6:10 and the show, or 6:15, show starts at 7:10. So I guess for, you could say, career path, you've been a professional musician, a professional magician. Mm. Moving on, when you're done with music, is there something that you want to do or explore the world? Or after you're done with music and you're like, okay, what's next for Bourne's? If you had to go down another path, what would that be?
Well, I mean, I guess music is kind of an excuse to be in different in other facets of art, because I'm really passionate about filmmaking, and I've been writing and directing some of the new stuff that I've been putting out for like video visuals, and I'm really involved with just the creative process of the photography and everything with my album. And so yeah, I mean, music is just kind of like one piece of doing all of that. So, and it's a way to travel, and I just so it's kind of, yeah, it's kind of my way of dabbling in everything else.
Because you had a film that you had put out too, right? That is called Search for the Lost Sounds. Is it a short film?
Yeah, it's like a short film.
Okay.
Kind of divided up into like,
so
short segments.
You know, you could definitely do the movie route, but then here's another idea, like model, because you can definitely rock a Gucci suit.
Well,
so that's an option as well. I'm just
I don't know. Modeling is exhausting.
More exhausting than being a musician?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Because you have to sit there and like think about, I don't know, like there's just, I just feel it's just, it's like being under a magnifying glass.
Yeah.
It's like
that's true.
It's being an ant under a magnifying glass. And it's also like, I should be doing something. Shouldn't I be writing a song? I can't just sit here and like look moody. So I don't know. Yeah.
Right on. Garrett Bourne's here with us, playing tonight at the Kerfuffle Before Christmas. A new album coming out next year as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do we have a set date? Do we have a name, or is it going to be a mystery?
We do. Actually, it should be coming out very soon. Probably today, actually.
All right. Hey,
yeah.
I'd be cool with that.
Yeah. But I can't say it just yet. Aww. Unfortunately, it's like the last of the sand in the hourglass. Just
got to wait for it to fall through to the bottom.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we get a show tonight and new songs, hopefully part of the set.
Yeah,
so,
definitely.
Fantastic. Yeah. Well, thanks for taking some time to sit down with us today. Thank you for coming back to Buffalo. Thanks for bringing a little bit of snow for the Kerfuffle Before Christmas. Looking forward to the set tonight.
Yeah, me too. Thanks for having me.
All right, let's get back into it with some more music from Bourne's from the album Dopamine. Here's Electric Love. It's on Alt Buffalo. 107.7 and 104.7 live from Riverworks for the night before the Kerfuffle Before Christmas. Night number two.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. It's better over here.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.